placing them onto the correct pile, when I saw an unfamiliar sheet of paper lying on top. Picking it up, I realized that it wasn't so unfamiliar after all. It was another stolen page from the manuscript. With page in hand, I turned to go show Frank, but my brother stood in the doorway holding up a page of his own.
"Aunt Trudy?"
we shouted in unison.
"Yes?"
she replied from the kitchen. Frank and I moved to the head of the stairs.
"Did someone stop by today?"
Frank asked.
"Yes, dear,"
she replied as she stepped out of the kitchen and into view. Frank and I hid the pages behind our backs. Aunt Trudy wiped her hands on her apron.
"The exterminator came by for the yearly treatment."
"That's the smell," whispered Frank. "Glad it's not dinner," I whispered back.
"Was he ever alone up here?"
Frank asked her. Aunt Trudy shook her head.
"Oh, heavens, no! I know better than that."
She squinted up at us.
"Is anything missing?"
"No,"
I replied truthfully.
"Nothing's missing at all."
Our aunt clapped her hands together.
"He did ask me to pull out everything from under your bathroom sink. I probably didn't get it all back the way it was."
I nodded.
"That was it. Thanks, Aunt T."
She turned and waved.
"Dinner will be ready soon."
I returned to my room thoroughly creeped out. Frank followed me in and shut the door.
"Dude, he was in our house," I said. "In our rooms."
"I know,"
agreed Frank.
"Not good."
"We have to go to the cops now," I said.
"Yeah, but tell them what?"
Frank asked.
"Oh, I don't know. Breaking and entering?" I replied. "Except that nobody broke in,"
Frank explained.
"Aunt Trudy had an exterminator in, and we have stolen goods in our rooms."
"What about Chet?"
I asked.
"He can vouch for us."
"Yeah, but he's one of our friends,"
Frank countered.
"It'll just look like we're getting our friend to lie for us. This thing with the pages turning up in our possession is just too unbelievable. What if the lieutenant really thinks this would be our way of making them look bad? Or worse, thinks we actually stole the pages?"
"Then what do we do?"
I asked.
"The guy was in our house."
"And we need more evidence."
Frank pointed to the laptop.
"Maybe we have the guy on video."
"Oh, yeah! I almost forgot!"
I sat down and opened my laptop. The footage was ready.
"Let's see what we have."
I opened the file, and a group of folders appeared. There were 12 camera views to choose from, each with their own video from the day. I played the video from the first folder. It showed a grainy black-and-white view of one of the empty hallways.
"Hey, it worked!"
I said, leaning closer to the screen.
"Where is that?"
Frank studied the screen.
"I think that's in front of Mrs. Meehan's art room."
I searched the rest of the folders and found the two that showed our lockers. Frank's locker was closer to the camera on his video file, so I started with that one. Like the beginning of all the other videos so far, the hallway was empty. School hadn't started yet. I fast-forwarded until students began coming into view. Then I slowed the queue a bit, but kept the video running at triple speed. A figure zipped by Frank's locker.
"There,"